101.5 WM Effort.
I'm going down.
It doesn't matter if you love him or capital H-I-M. Just put your paws up, 'cause you were born this way, baby.
My mama told me when I was young, we're all born superstars. She pulled my hair, put my lipstick on, in a glass of her boudoir. There's nothing wrong with loving who you are, she said, 'cause he made you perfect, babe. So hold your head up, girl, and you'll go far.
Just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Don't be a drag, just be a queen.
Give yourself prudence and love your friends, so we can rejoice your truth. In the religion of the insecure, I must be myself, respect my youth. A different law is not.
Don't be a drag, just be a queen. Whether you're broke or evergreen, you're black, white, beige, Chola descent, you're Lebanese, you're Orient. Whether life's disabilities left you outcast or leader teased, rejoice and love yourself today, 'cause baby, you were born this way.
No matter gay, straight or bi, lesbian, transgender life, I'm on the right track, baby, I was born to survive. No matter black, white, or beige, Chola or Orient made,
hello everyone, thank you for that little bass interlude that actually filled up the silence. That was awesome. Hello everyone, this is Kim and you are listening to Post Adolescence Glow on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. And I'm here at 1 p.m. instead of 12 p.m. today because unfortunately we had some sickness befall the band at noon. That was CC Rise. So please check her out. She couldn't unfortunately come, but alas, the show must go on. Pray for those who are sick. Bless up. Anyways, we are here today just from 1 to 2 with Luli Moon. If you want to introduce yourself and your band.
Hi, my name's Luli. So yeah,
I'm going to play some originals and a few covers today. So I'm playing some rhythm guitar, and then we have more lead guitar from Alistair. My bass player is Aiden, and my drummer is Ty.
Woo! And for those of you, maybe if you're like a really devoted listener, you recognized some of those names. Aiden and Ty, this is their fifth time performing on Post Adolescence Glow. So everyone give them a gold star. They are, you know, our artists in residence, clearly. Anyways, I'm really excited to hear your music and get to know you today. So awesome. Let's get into it.
All right. So my first song is called Now You Do. It is an original. Okay. Ready?
Don't you remember everything that you did? Don't act like it was all me instead. My actions suck, but your words cut so deep. And only one of us was ever sorry. You took your time. Good without you. If we could go back, it would be just wonderful. So don't go telling me your love's refundable. Can't we rewind to find goodbye? Is it definitive or do I even have a chance? You didn't know that I was crazy. Now you tried to be someone right, but it was all wrong. I fought the wrong fight. Maybe I lied, but it was for
I loved that song. Was that that's an original, and
yes.
Is that released?
This one is not, but definitely hopefully soon. I have one song that's out that I will play today, and then I have another song that's coming out soon that I will also play today. So
yay. Yes. What was that song called again?
Song was called Now You Do.
Okay. Yeah. I really like it. Very like jazzy pop.
Yeah.
Very, very cool. Okay, let's hear another one, and then I'll ask you, like, a question, maybe.
Awesome. Okay. So this next song is also an original. This one's called I Like Crazy.
Oh, it's getting hot in here. It's been heating up since you appeared. You asked me if I like to dance and if I wanna take a chance. I said I guess we'll only see. And I could feel the chemistry rising up inside of me. I think it might be time to leave. I could be so good for you.
I like the little, the jazzy vibe.
Yes.
Okay, so I kind of know your style now. Can you tell me a little bit from your perspective what your musical style is, what your writing process is like? You obviously play guitar and you sing. Do you play anything else? What do you use when you write?
Yeah, so I sort of started my music journey with guitar, so I feel like I write very with my guitar, and I start with chord progressions usually. I do also play bass, so in a lot of my demos I'll record the guitar and the bass, and you know, add in some MIDI stuff, some just drum stuff before I get it live recorded and stuff. But yeah, usually I start by writing with the chord progression, and then I sort of just find melodies that I like. Sometimes usually I feel like my lyrical hook will sort of just come to me, and then the rest of it I'll sort of just write around that. I'll come up with a really good two lines, and then I'll be okay, this is what the song is about, and now I'm gonna write the rest of it. And I sort of go into depth on what am I trying to say with this, and it all sort of stems from I come up with the hook first, and then I write around that. Yeah,
that makes sense. So is this your usual band that we have in today?
Yes. Yeah. I've played a couple gigs with them this summer. Yeah, I love, Aiden has written some bass parts for me. Ty has written some drum parts for me. My next single that's coming out, it's called What Do You Need? I will play that later today. They both played on it, wrote some sick parts for it. So
nice.
I like to do some, collaboration also with my writing.
Totally. And you go to Berkeley.
Yes.
What semester year are you?
I'm about to start my senior year, so I'll be a seventh semester, I guess,
okay.
In the fall.
Me too.
So one more year.
Not
crazy.
At Berkeley, but yeah, here at Tufts. It's like Berkeley, but it's the junior version, and we have science too.
Awesome.
You know,
that's cool.
Yeah. If anyone's wondering what Tufts is, that's what it is. Okay. Let's hear another song or two, maybe.
Awesome. Yeah, we have a cover up next, and this is by one of my favorite bands and biggest musical inspirations. They're called The Marias.
Nice.
So this is Ruthless by The Marias. Absolutely obsessed with them. You should totally check them out. Okay.
It's nice to see you again. Did you miss me? Meant to be friends, but it feels like a century in my head. If I say something, it comes out all wrong. Please forgive me for feeling this strong, and it feels just like angels. In my head. But darling, the truth is darkness so ruthless. I wanna scream your name again and again. Maybe I am tempted by all that I see. You're nothing like me.
I love the Marias. That's such a good song.
Yes, yeah.
You guys did such a great job with it.
Thank you.
Okay. So, let me think. Do I have any other questions before? Maybe let's do another song. Is the next song an original or a cover?
Yes, I have an original next.
Okay, let's do that, and then maybe let's talk about that song, or let's talk about what you got coming up.
Awesome. Okay. This next song is called Ticking. Yes, and I wrote it, so.
You
I really like
awesome.
That one.
Thank you.
My parents are listening in right now.
Awesome.
And
hello.
My mom just sent me a video of my dad like dancing to that song. So
oh, that's awesome.
That's how you know it's good.
That's awesome.
Okay, tell me a little bit about how you got into music, when you started singing, why you decided to go to music school and like, you know, choose this career path.
Yeah, so I first ever started playing guitar when I was like 5 or 6 years old. As my parents tell it, I literally was just like, I want to play guitar. And then like my cousin like gave them a guitar the next day, and they met a guitar teacher at a party the next day, so it all kind of just fell into place. So then I was like taking guitar lessons, and then I didn't like get really really into it until I was maybe like 14, and I joined my first band and I was playing like lead guitar. At this point I wasn't really singing much. I was way more into like, you know, the instrumental writing. Like I wrote tons of like instrumental songs when I was in high school. And then I sort of started to like get more into like singing and songwriting, and I wrote my first ever like song that I was really proud of when I was 17, which I will also play today. But yeah, so then I sort of got more into singing and songwriting, but I was sort of like, I don't know, still more into instrumental aspect. And then honestly, in this past like 2 years, I feel like I've gotten way more confident like in my voice and in my own like lyric writing and songwriting, because I used to just be like, oh, I'm not that good at like writing lyrics. But then I was like, you know what, actually, like I can do this, and I really like doing it.
Nice.
But yeah. Yeah, and then I feel like how I like decided that I wanted to do Berklee in this career path. I feel like honestly, like I never really considered anything else. Like, because I also grew up in Massachusetts. I went to summer camps at Berklee when I was a kid. I sort of was always just like, this is what I want to do.
Yeah.
Like, whatever aspect of music I end up doing, it'll be something that has to do with music.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, lyrics are so hard. I feel like I kind of had a little bit of a similar, like, coming to music story as you do. Like, I started playing guitar when I was probably also, like, 14 or something. And I'm still kind of stuck in the, like, I don't know if I'm ever going to get into the lyric side of things and, like, real, like, full songwriting, singing, songwriting.
It is so hard.
Yeah, just, like, it's hard.
Yeah.
And I don't know if, like, I don't honestly find that much enjoyment myself from, like, singing or writing lyrics. So, like, I'm never really motivated to do that. But it's really cool that you knew you liked it and you just kept going, even though you were like, I don't know if this is good, but you know, you just kept doing it, and now look at you.
Yes.
So that's awesome. And yeah, you have a great voice. It's very unique.
Thank you.
I feel like your voice really like sits in its own space, very easy to like mix.
Thank you.
Something
very
about
much.
Something about it, but so I like that too. So yeah, let's hear another song or two.
Yes. So the next song is another original. This one is called Want What I Want. I originally wrote the song for a class project at Berklee, and then I was like, you know what, this song is kind of fire, I'll keep it around. All right, so yeah, so this is Want What I Want. Okay, you guys ready? Yeah. One, two.
Who do you think you are? My knight in shining armor, savior in my shining star. The glance isn't an invitation. And I know this might come as a surprise, but I didn't come to talk to you tonight. I'm gonna bounce, don't wanna be around when you figure it out. You think this is how it is, and you'll take what you want, but anything you do could never make me give it up. You think this is how it is, but I want what I want. I've told you no, so let it go, don't need someone tonight. 1, 2, 3, 4. This isn't some kind of chase, take your hands off my waist, I'm not yours just to take. Don't say I'm playing hard to get. And I know this might come as a surprise, but I didn't come to talk to you tonight. I'm gonna bounce, don't wanna be around when you figure it out. You think this is how to come home with me tonight. You think this is how it is, and you'll take what you want, but anything you do could never make me give it up. You think this is how it is, but I want what I want. I'm talking up, so let it go. Don't need someone tonight. You think this is how it is, and you'll take what you want, but anything you do could never make me give it up. You think this is how it is, but I want what I want. I'm talking up, so let it go. Don't need someone tonight.
Ooh, that was fun. That was awesome.
Thank you. Yeah.
Do you guys play a lot of live shows?
Honestly, I want to start playing more. We've played, like, I think I've played, like four in the past, like, summer-ish.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I definitely want to start playing more this upcoming year. I'm trying to book some more. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because you have the energy. Like,
yeah.
I'm just imagining this at, like, a cool house party or something.
Yes.
That would be really fun. On that note, do you have anything scheduled, any releases, any shows, anything you want to plug?
Oh my gosh. Well, first of all, I will say my recent debut single, Take Your Time. My song Take Your Time just came out like about a month ago, actually. But yeah, so Luli Moon, Take Your Time on all streaming platforms. I don't have any shows booked upcoming yet. But if you want to follow me on Instagram, luli.moon with three O's. And then my song, What Do You Need, that I'll play later, is coming out sometime in October. I don't have the date yet. And then also, this is from my guitarist, Alistair. He has a song called Not So Sure by Alistair Ong out on all platforms as well.
So yay.
Those are the plugs I have at the
amazing
moment.
And Luli Moon is like L-U-L-I.
Yes, L-U-L-I.
Because it kind of sounds like Lily.
Yes,
a little bit.
Yeah. And Moon is actually my middle name.
Oh, that's
fact.
Cool. Yeah, I was wondering if it was like, you know, a little artist name or something, but that's cool. Okay, so now we know where to find you. And also you can follow the Post at Listen School Instagram.
Yes.
As usual, and find everyone there. Okay, let's hear another song.
Yes, okay, we have another cover that we're going to play next. This one's by Claro, another great inspiration to me. So yeah, this is a very old song of hers, but one of my favorites. This is a great song. So I hope you guys know this song. Okay, are you guys ready? Okay. Thank you.
tried, if only to see your mind. Sophia, no, that you and I shouldn't feel like a crime. I think we could do it if we tried, if only to see your mind. Sophia, no, that you and I shouldn't feel like a crime.
Ooh, yeah, such a good song. Classic. My sister's name is Sophia, so
oh my gosh.
Shout out my yeah. sister. Yes, thank you for that. Okay, I was gonna find a PSA, but I'm just gonna do it after the next song. How many more songs do you have planned?
I have 4 more songs planned.
Okay, that's perfect. Yes. Let's hear another song, and then after the next song, I'll do a little PSA. And maybe I'll think of a fun question to ask you.
Awesome. Okay. So this next song is called Honey. And this is the song that I mentioned earlier when I was like, the one that I wrote when I was 17. So yeah, so this is like one of my oldest songs I wrote. And it's crazy. I don't know. Honestly, this is like one of my favorite songs to this day to play. And I'm like shocked that I wrote this when I was 17 and like not writing other stuff like this. Like this was like a one-off. I like wrote this song and then like I used all my lyrical abilities at 17 on this song. Okay. All right, ready?
Your lies were sugar coated. Your taste like chemicals and boredom. Was our time just a waste? And if your lies were true, we wouldn't be through. And I could honestly tell you you're sweet like honey, but I don't want another taste, so I'll just erase the memories, honey. Box. And if your lies were true, we wouldn't be through. And I could honestly tell you just erase the memories, honey.
Thai drum solo.
Just erase the memories, honey.
Ooh. Yeah, that was like all the lyrics definitely
Thank you.
They make sense. Like, yeah. It definitely works. It's yes. lyrical genius right there at 17.
Yes,
let's talk
exactly.
about it. Okay, I'm going to read a little PSA. Pedestrian safety PSA. Pedestrian safety is a two-way street. Both drivers and walkers need to do their part to keep the road safe. When you're driving, drive at safe speeds, drive alert, and always scan the road and sidewalks ahead for pedestrians. It's a lot of stop for pedestrians when they're crossing at both marked crosswalks and intersections. When you're walking, remember that drivers may not see you. Continue to watch for traffic as you cross. Always use crosswalks. Obey traffic signals. A life-saving message from your friends at WFO in Medford. True. I've been in Davis Square a lot the past few days, and, like, it gets freaking crazy. Like, people are just walking out on the street. The drivers are crazy. The bikers are crazy. Everything's crazy. So I thought that would be a good PSA to spread the word. Anyways, my question for you is, so you like the Marías and you like Clairo.
Yes.
What are some artists that maybe don't really have a similar style to you at all that you also really are inspired by?
Ooh, that is a good question. I like that question. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I feel like, because I listen to, like, tons of different, like, stuff that inspires me. Like, I feel like I first really got into music with classic rock. So I feel like, I don't know, you don't really hear it a lot in my music, but I feel like at the core of, like, my musical beginnings is, like, a lot of, like, classic rock and, like, blues solos and stuff. But yeah, maybe that'll come out more in some of my future songs. What else? Like, artists? I mean, yeah, I feel like what you're saying with, like, sort of, like, jazzy type stuff. Like, being at Berklee, I had to take some, like, jazzy guitar classes and stuff. I like stepping on something.
Wait, no, you're good. I think it might be the... Wait, let me just take out these little compression cables. One sec. Okay. Sometimes, like, let's see. Can we hear you now?
Hello.
Okay, yes. Yeah, that's good. This, like, our patch bay is just literally, I know it is filled with dust.
Oh, my gosh.
And so sometimes you got to be careful using it.
Yeah.
Okay, keep going.
But yeah, I feel like... When I started playing more, like, when I had to play, like, some, like, jazz guitar songs, I, like, found all these new chords and, like, relationships between chords, and I was like, that's so cool. So I started writing in some, like, weird chords with lots of, like, tensions and stuff. Like, I love all my fancy chords with weird tensions, and I like to write them in as much as I possibly can. Sometimes I go overboard, and I have to, like, tone it back and be like, the whole chord progression can't be attention,
right?
You know, you need some balance.
You gotta ground it a little bit.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what else. I mean, I feel like lots of stuff. I listen to a lot of R&B as well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had a huge phase where I was listening to, like, a ton of, like, Erykah Badu, like, D'Angelo, all
the
that
best.
Type of stuff.
The
so
best.
Like, that also I feel like had a huge, or like Rafael Sadiq.
Mm-hmm.
He's also fun.
Yeah,
he's
true.
But yeah, all that R&B stuff, I also feel like kind of like is an influence as
yeah.
well. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe after your indie pop jazz-ish album is out.
Yes.
And you get all those songs out, we need like a soul blues R&B album from you.
That would be sick. Yeah, I'm excited to see where my music takes me.
Yeah. Yeah, let's do it. I'm excited too. Okay, we still have 18 minutes, so let's keep going.
Yeah, we have time for, like, 3 more songs?
Yeah, totally.
Okay, awesome. So we're gonna play another cover right now, last cover, and then I will play exciting songs that you can listen to on streaming services. but yeah, this next song is just an old classic rock song, you know, Fleetwood Mac. I'm sure you guys all know this one. Okay. Ready?
Thank you.
We performed that song in my like audio recording production class.
Really?
In the fall. Yeah, that was like, we literally like the second to last week of school, my professor was like, oh, we have to decide on a song for like our class recording where you guys are all gonna play and perform. Wow. And then also record it. And I was like, when were you gonna tell us about this? Like,
that's
we already
so last
had
minute.
I know,
oh
we already
gosh.
Had all of our own projects and like
yeah.
recording projects and stuff. And I started playing drums like my freshman year of college, but like very loosely, and I've taken lessons for like 2 semesters, but
awesome.
not like, I'm not a pro drummer at all.
Mm-hmm.
And no one else in the class played drums like at all, and so I had to
oh, wow.
play the drums, which that song is not too difficult on drums.
Yeah.
But I was like, oh, I don't want to hear Ty play this now. I'm gonna get insecure about the way I played it. But It's okay.
I'm sure it was great.
Yeah. There's actually a whole, like, video. Like, there's basically a music video. Like, it's, maybe it's public on YouTube if you look up, like,
yeah.
Tufts recording production. I don't know. Maybe you can find it, but I'm on there. So, anyways, gave me flashbacks.
Awesome.
But you guys did a great job with that
Thank
one.
Thank you. That one's fun.
So you have 2 more songs, is
yes,
that correct?
Yes.
And are they both originals?
Yes, they're both originals.
Okay, I'm excited.
Yes.
Yeah, perfect. We have more than enough time. Let's play a song, or you guys play a song. I'm
mm-hmm.
not.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not playing it. And then maybe, I don't know. We'll see what happens. But just play your music, I guess.
All right. So this next song that we're going to play is called Take Your Time. It is out on all platforms, all streaming platforms. Yeah. So definitely go stream it. Yeah. Wait, here we go.
Oh, oh, oh. You think you're too cool for me, but I know your world's a little colder now. 'Cause you're still wearing my sweatshirt, and I'm no fool, yeah, that shit hurts. Well, go have fun being so negative when I'm no longer here to pick up all the pieces. Now I got time to stitch my heart together again, but we can't be friends. Take your time, take some of mine. Let me know if you're letting go. Take your time, take some of mine. Let me know if you're letting go. I thought I'd write a different song, but you had other plans all along. And you're still wearing my sweatshirt, and I'm no fool, I guess you were.
Dead stop, like every song.
Yeah, I guess I do that a lot.
Yeah, it's like your trademark.
Oh my gosh,
trademark thing, I guess. What was I gonna say? Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Well, I really like that song. Oh, I know what I was gonna say.
Thank you.
I knew that song because
really?
Yeah, I like to like stalk people's Instagrams before I make like the graphics or whatever. Because this usually I'm not the one who makes the graphics. Mm-hmm. I like don't know what I'm doing at all. But you know, no one's really here. I was like, I'm doing it this summer, I'm gonna have to do it all myself. So I like to stalk everyone before I make their graphics to like see if I can get a little bit of the vibe. But
I liked the one you made. I thought it was great.
Yeah, thank you. I liked it too. It was good. I'm proud of my Canva skills, I guess. But anyways, I heard that on your Instagram and I was really excited to hear it with
Yay.
A full band. And it sounds great. So that song is out. Take Your Time, right? Lulu Moon.
Yes, Take Your Time by
all
Lulu
streaming
Moon.
Platforms.
Out on all platforms.
Go check it out. And we have one more, and perfect timing. I'm just gonna do a little. Actually, I guess I'll do that after the next song. Let's just hear your next song.
Yes. Okay. So yes, this is the last song I have for today. This song is called "What Do You Need." This one I mentioned earlier, that will be the next one coming out. I'm, like, just finishing up getting it mixed and mastered right now, so I'm hoping for, like, a October release date. So definitely upcoming soon, so, you know, stay tuned. Follow my Instagram for updates. But yeah, so this song is called "What Do You Need?" Wait, Wait, sorry. I might tune my guitar really quick. This sounds out of tune. 2 seconds. Now this is What Do You Need?
I was like, okay, maybe they're not gonna do the like big stop at the end. It still happened.
I was thinking that. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm about to do it again. I'm about to do another hard,
it's
hard
okay.
ending.
I like it. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that was amazing. My dad texted me in such dad texting format. She is great, period. We
Yay.
Love her, period. So
Yay.
You have two new big fans.
That
so
is amazing.
That's awesome. And that was your last song.
Yes.
And so again, repeat yourself. Who are you? Where
yes.
can we find you? What do you have released?
Luli Moon. Luli.moon. Moon with three O's because Luli Moon with two O's was taken on Instagram. just Luli Moon, you know, on Spotify and all of the streaming platforms. Yeah, and Take Your Time is out right now. That last song I just played, What Do You Need, will be out soon.
Yay.
So very excited for that, and just more music on the way soon as well. All the songs I played today are in the works, and I will be getting them to you as soon as possible.
Yay. And hopefully some shows coming
yes,
up.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
If
you want to see me play live, then follow my Instagram and
yeah.
I will post that stuff
yeah.
there.
Totally. Are you guys all 21?